Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. I just discovered that all my podcasts are on YouTube. They go back 10 years. Can you believe that? And just to think, I started out with, I'm going to do one show. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I hope there wasn't too much bloodshed. Did you avoid the three topics that you should never talk about in a bar or at dinner with the family? Politics, religion, and branches of the service. Especially if they're Marines there. God bless the Marines. And I love that tune that they play They call it a hymn. That's how sacred it is. Marine Corps hymn. And the second verse, you'll find the streets of heaven are guarded by United States Marines. They instill a lot of pride. The communists have been trying to break them for years and destroy their morale. They want to turn them into figs. They figgotize them. But the crotch, as some members call it, the core, they are the role models of patriotism. So are the other branches of the service. I mean, you ever see those Coast Guard guys go out there in a storm? You wouldn't see me out there. What? No, well, listen, it'll clear up. It'll clear up. Wave to them. Okay. So the topic of tonight is how the Democrats, who are now the Communist Party, it's no longer the Democrat Party. It died with Harry Truman. Harry Truman was the last real Democrat. And you know what Harry Truman said about Democrats? When they call the roll, they don't know whether they answer present or not guilty. And they asked them, what was it like being a politician? He said, I had two jobs in my life. One was a piano player in a brothel, and the other was a politician. And they're pretty much the same. And they are a disgrace, aren't they? Do you know, you could put an end to all of this stealing tomorrow. And there's a lot of stealing going on. This guy clips $120,000 for a trip for his wife. This guy has $200,000 in a freezer, cold cash. And he just got into office. He didn't even wait like the normal 3 months before you start stealing. He went to work right away. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And we got 10,000 homes missing in California. Paradise is lost. And I sent a suggestion to my president, the can-do president of the United States. And I sent a suggestion to the CEO of Winnebago. Get those Winnebagos out there and give these people a house. Never mind waiting for the construction crews to take 3 years. Let's get these people in homes tomorrow. We can do it. We're America. We can do anything. We are the most creative people in the world. That's what makes us different from other countries. Oh, the Germans have pride in their industry and their industrial capability. As a matter of fact, I remember in the 40s, we made the smallest drill in the world, the tiniest drill bit in the world. And we sent it to the Germans, and they sent it back with the drill in it. Oh, you got to give them credit. You got to give anybody credit that's industrious. And I got to tell you, it's the one thing that brings Americans together. You don't have to listen to the Democrats telling you got the wrong color, you're a racist, you didn't eat your cereal this morning. You don't need to hear that crap. There's one thing we all have in common. You know what it is? It's hard work. You get in and start digging ditches with a black man, let me tell you, very soon the two is going to become buddies. You get in the front lines with a black man, and there's you, him, and the enemy, you're going to have a friend for life. So those who divide us will destroy us. And never forget this. If we lose and we go down back into slavery for everybody, the last words that you will hear will not be shoot the black man, shoot the white man, shoot the Christian, shoot the Jew. The last words you will hear are kill the Americans. So if you're going to die like one, you might as well live like one. The topic tonight is Khashoggi. One thing Khashoggi was not. You know that they're trying to suck Trump into
and divorcing himself from Saudi Arabia and the interest of Iran. Don't forget, the Democrats paid $159 billion to Iran to kill Americans. And Iran was doing a fantastic job before they got the money. So they're trying to drive a wedge between Saudi Arabia and the United States. And the only beneficiary is Russia and China and Iran. So we don't need to play that fool's game. So the one thing Khashoggi was not, and the guy died a horrible death. I mean, the mafia is more discreet than what happened to Khashoggi. The word left means nothing. It is misleading. Communist is the ID word. One thing Khashoggi was not, a journalist. They classified him as a journalist because freedom of speech is so important to the communists who want to take it away from you. Do you know that 10% of Russia controls 90% to 10% are communists? Did you know in Hungary you could not get a high school diploma if you were not a member of the Communist Party? Do you know how long waterboarding takes in communist Hungary? For Cardinal Mindszenty, it took 14 years. They make your bed 6 inches below the water level in the Danube. And you're in a building. And all you can do is sit up in your bed. And for 14 and a half years, they tortured Cardinal Mindszenty. Just like that poor Pakistani doctor who fingered bin Laden and Obama left him in Dan to die. He's still in a Pakistani prison, and we owe him $25 million reward money because he pointed out where bin Laden was. And Obama gave bin Laden 4 months to escape. You didn't read that in the communist press, did you? No. Okay, so one thing Khashoggi was not a journalist. That is like saying Acosta is a journalist. The communist media paid him so that they could say they had a Saudi branch. And speaking of Saudi branches, is one thing you should know about CNN. I have a friend who was born in Brazil and goes back to see her mother and father who passed away recently, but they go, she's a Brazilian native, now an American citizen, the hard way. And the last time she came back from Brazil, she said, "Tom, everybody in Brazil hates Trump." I said, "How can that be? What do Brazilians know about Donald Trump? Are you telling me Javaros on the Amazon hate Donald Trump?" She says, "Because we only have one news media, Globo. And guess who Globo gets the news from? CNN. So I said to myself, if CNN can brainwash Brazil, what are they doing? Because they are big internationally throughout the world. Are they anti-American throughout the world? Are they turning the world against the United States?" So my friend comes back from Brazil this time. She goes, "Guess what, Tom?" I said, "What?" He says, "The Brazilian people are turning against Globo. They call it fake news now." See? If we all knew the truth. And I see a guy tonight, and he's a great guy. I think his name is Peter Schweitzer. And he's a numbers man. He can tell you what politician is taking how much and from whom. He is fantastic. And he says that Google influences voting by killing the news, the good news for Trump, and increasing the good news for the Communist Party. So we are at the mercy now of Google, Facebook. Oh, and by the way, guess who's on the board of directors of Facebook? Chuck Schumer's daughter. Now, why do you think she worked her way up? Yeah, she started in the mailroom. Yeah. Get the violins ready. We're going to have a song. Unbelievable. She worked her way up. She's on the board of directors. Chuck Schumer's daughter. You know what that tells you? Chuck Schumer runs Facebook. That's what that tells you. Why is his daughter on there? It's a payoff. Now, what is Chuck going to do for the money? Well, it's not money. His daughter's getting a salary, isn't she? She's getting a salary for more than she's worth, for sure. Oh, no, she worked her way up the ladder. She was licking stamps for about a day and a half. My friends were all screwed. Hillary Clinton was on the board of directors of Walmart. Here's one that'll really rock your socks. And this I got from Paul's, what's his name, Peter Schweitzer, did I say his name was? You know who the largest contributor to John Kerry's presidential election was? Who do you think? Bain Capital. Do you know who Bain Capital is? Mitt Romney, the Republican. Mitt Romney. Trump is God's intervention. There's no way Trump could have won without the miracle of the dimple chads. No way. He is God's intervention. The Democrats surely didn't want him. The Republicans surely didn't want him. And he won anyway. Now, who brought him over the top? The little guy. The guy that nobody pays attention to. You know, he goes about his work for the day, working three jobs so he can send his kids to college so they can come back communist. Yeah, God help that. It is really sad, huh? Okay, let me go back here. We're talking about Khashoggi, and I say he was never a journalist. CNN picked him up so they could have a sortie branch. He may have written recipes for hummus. One thing is for sure, he never expected to die in the Saudi embassy. He would have been better off unmarried. He went there to get divorce papers and marriage papers. Yeah, he should have stayed a bachelor. And this is not my version of a honeymoon when 15 guys jump you and strangle you to death and then cut you up in little pieces. The United States has two framers, the framer of the Constitution and the communist framers of Trump. The only president with two big liberty bells. Never forget the Communist Party of Death to Little Children paid Iran $157 billion to kill, and you don't know the count because it was hidden from you. 1,700 American troops killed in Afghanistan under Obama bin Laden, and maimed 17,000. And when they say maimed, their bodies were shredded with Iranian copper lugs packed into the IEDs because the copper is soft and it does more damage. And it was all covered up by the communist media. They labeled the casualties as NATO troops to be identified later, which never came, as they slipped the bodies back home under Obama bin Laden. Back to the Crown Prince, bin Salman. His actions leading up to Khashoggi indicate he is a forceful person, holding Prince Walid bin Talal in a hotel for ransom in the billions tells you his rule is absolute. Talal was not the only one, and I suspect death threats were in order. They had that hotel full of a lot of captives. 15 guys to make Khashoggi disappear can only be done on the highest authority. So let's face it, we know this guy is now the Don of Saudi Arabia. But I imagine behind the scenes, Trump is urging the Saudis, hey guys, you're making us look bad. You got to choose another guy here. You can't keep this guy in the front. And I'm sure that's what he's suggesting. Because Trump likes winners. And this Salman, this bin Salman, is going to be a loser. And don't think the Saudis don't know how to take care of business if they got a problem. And usually in the Middle East, the bodyguards are the ones who kill the ruler. Even in India, Indira Gandhi was killed by a bodyguard. And her son, was it Rajiv Gandhi? He was killed by a bodyguard. The king of Saudi Arabia, King Khalid, he was assassinated by a nephew. And they search everybody approaching the king. And the king waved off the nephew. And the nephew put a bullet in him. And if you look at the millions that were lost in World War I, that all started by one Serbian with two bullets. He killed the Archduke Ferdinand and his wife, Sophia. One Serbian with two bullets started World War I. So, I imagine behind the scenes Trump is urging the Saudis to make some changes. Nevertheless, the Democrat Taliban wants to hang Saudi internal affairs on the Rasuli who makes America great again. No can do, boys. He is above the fray. His ruling is country to country for the benefit of both. Fia man Allah, President Trump. May peace and good gas prices be upon him. Spirit of America Party radio show, Abu Tam. You can find this on YouTube. And now the girl's name is Charmaine.
I wonder why you keep me waiting.
Thanksgiving. One of our relatives is a big football fan, and we've been boycotting the NFL since the KKK, the Kaepernick kneecappers, took the knee for Stalin. And we don't watch the NFL anymore, but our beloved relative is a big football fan, so we gave in and we watched two football games Thanksgiving. College football is more appealing to me now. And I hear that Notre Dame is doing very good. They won 10 straight in a row. Is that true? Well, let's play their theme song.
University of Notre Dame proudly presents its marching band, the Band of the Fighting Irish.
Fantastic. Doesn't that get you all riled up? I like marching band music. I really do. I hear that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was an embarrassment to some. That's too bad. I've lost faith in Macy's when they took down Merry Christmas and they put up a Believe. Believe what? Believe you're going out of business? Believe. Give me a break, will you? They're all sanitizing God out of the country. Yeah. The day we lose our God, the day we lose our country. Yes. And you'll have to learn all about slavery all over again, firsthand.
Well, are valiant and true. Saxon peer, their intervening steel strike for your country, your Donald Abou.
Somebody sent me some information on Social Security. I'll read it to you. You can observe it, digest it. Social Security cards up until the 1980s expressly stated the number and card were not to be used for identification purposes. Since nearly everyone in the United States now has a number, it became convenient to use it anyway. And the message, not for identification, was removed. Franklin Roosevelt, the Democrat, introduced the Social Security FICA program. He promised that participation in the program would be completely voluntary. And then in red, they've got no longer voluntary. Two, that the participants would only have to pay 1% of the first $1,400 of their annual incomes into the program. In red, it says now 7.65 of the first 90,000. And speaking of a bigger cut, I have pestered the president on Twitter to pass legislation that no taxes are to be collected over 40 hours a week. When you got people that are breaking their back and putting in 80 hours a week, the government should not be sitting on their shoulders just taking the money. No taxes over 40 hours a week, city, state, or federal. Number three, that the money the participants elected to put into the program would be deductible from their income for tax purposes each year. It's no longer tax deductible. That the money the participants put into the independent trust fund rather than into the general operating fund and therefore would only be used to fund Social Security and no other government program. Under Democrat President Johnson, the money was moved to the general fund and spent. That the annuity payments to the retirees would never be taxed as income. Under Democrats Clinton and Gore, up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxed. Which political party took Social Security from the independent trust fund and put it into the general fund so that Congress could spend it? Lyndon Johnson and the democratically controlled House and Senate. The only control you want is Trump control. Which political party eliminated the income tax deduction for Social Security? The Democrat Party. Which political party started taxing Social Security and annuities? The Democrat Party. With Al Gore casting the tie-breaking deciding vote as president of the Senate when he was vice president. Can you believe he was vice president? You see how much crap we eat? We don't even know we're eating it. Which political parties decided to start giving annuity payments to immigrants? That's right, Jimmy Carter and the Democrat Party. Immigrants moved into this country and at age 65 began to receive Social Security payments. And the Democrat Party gave these payments to them, even though they never paid a dime. Now, here's something to think about. The white Democrats have been using the people of color, telling them all kinds of stories. You know, Republicans don't like you. Republicans are all white. And we love you. We're your brother. But if you try to run for, you put up anybody for election in 2016 for president, we're not accepting them. There are no qualified blacks. There are no qualified Orientals. There are no qualified Latinos. There's only one person qualified. That's Hillary. And Bernie was her escort. Yeah. Those who are following Bernie
Man, you're making a big mistake. He's only in it for the money. He's only in it for the payoffs. And they all take money, my friends. Do you know sentence that's used the most in Congress is used more than in Hollywood at the Academy Awards? You know what that sentence is? The envelope, please. They're all in it for the money. They're all in it for the money. You can't. It'd be very hard to find somebody that's not taking something. They're getting it. Their kids are getting jobs. Their wives are getting jobs. And when they retire, they go on board of directors of the companies they've been taking care of. Wake up, man. Why do they need champagne contributions? Why do they need it? Oh, well, the cost of advertising is so expensive. Let them get on a soapbox. Make the advertising free. The airwaves belong to the American people. Let them get free advertising and put an end to this fundraising. These people got millions. One example. The Torch from New Jersey. New Jersey is more corrupt than New York. The Torch from New Jersey. And believe me, I grew up in New York. Yeah. The Torch from New Jersey, his name was Torricelli. He got caught. A Chinese businessman turned on him because he got tired of being milked. He used to take the Chinese businessman shopping and say, buy me this, buy me that. I like that Ming vase. Buy me that Ming vase. So the Chinese guy blew the whistle. So what do you think happened? Torricelli got reelected, and the Chinese guy, I think he got 5 years in prison. That's his punishment for blowing the whistle. So people got fed up. They said, Torricelli's got to resign. He's too crooked. He's embarrassing the rest of the crooks. You know what my campaign slogan is? Vote for me, I'll only steal half of what the other guys are stealing. So Torricelli is told he's got to resign. So they went into the refrigerator and they brought out the body of Frank Loudmouthberg. And they used the word clear. And they zapped him back to life. And they put him in charge. He's a millionaire, so he can afford to be a government official. And so they turned to Torricelli and they said, you have to give him the $5 million war chest that has been accumulating for our senator. And Torricelli said, let him get his own money. I'm not giving up anything. And he walked away. Did he pay a penalty? What? No phone for 10 minutes. Unbelievable. We're in big trouble, folks. We got a government for sale. And a lot of foreigners are buying a piece of the action. Okay. So, how about a little black gospel? You know, the blacks are voting. Black gospel people are voting for Trump. And so are Latino fans.
Jesus, oh,
Okay, we're back. You want to get the first Christmas song in a cappella?
Bani, Bani.
Thank you, Lord, for our warriors. If it wasn't for them, no one would be here. The European countries get overrun in 10 minutes. Mexico will soon move to the USA to be closer to their drug customers. Canada, the maple leaf is replaced by the weed leaf. All the communists say Sweden is a great socialist country. There's only 9 million Swedes and they can't protect their women. You try that BS with 330 million Americans. A small tribute to France. If it wasn't for France, we would have lost at Yorktown. We owe them that. Macron is Trump's garçon. He is Vichy French. After our independence through revolution, the French had a revolution of their own. Unfortunately, they killed the wrong people. Now they take the cake. If they had only listened to Marie Antoinette, they'd be fat and happy. Our country is split 50-50. Rhinos and Democrat communists are one and the same. Trump is the only one working day and night. to get us out of the hole the communists put us in. There's only two parties left, the modern Democrat Communist Party and two, the Trumpeteers. There is no other. Now that the Democrat Communists have won reinfection, they will waste the next 2 years blaming Trump. More Democrat wine? Mwah! Yeah, that's Democrat wine. Mwah! They're sickening, man. They're sickening. Don't catch what they got. I'm going to give a tribute to the Latinos. It's my favorite Latino song. It's the one that taught me how to mambo. Band is Machito. 50. Fantastic. I hope you enjoyed that. That was a 6-minute tune. So if you hung in for 6 minutes, you're a very patient guy. Big problem tonight in River City. We got a fentanyl problem that's just getting started. And the politicians are selling out like there's no tomorrow. Everybody wants to make money on the marijuana, but the marijuana is laced with fentanyl. About 7 weeks ago up in Yale, 100 students OD'd in the park. I think it was on a Sunday. There are emergency rooms are being flooded with a fentanyl failure. And all the fentanyl is coming from China. And the one thing you don't realize is that drugs is chemical warfare. It has been chemical warfare for the longest time. And it really got going in Nam when they gave free heroin to GIs on the battlefield. And they came home in coffins. And they weren't killed by rounds of bullets. They were killed by rounds of drugs. And it's sad. It's absolutely sad. So beware the fentanyl. And now the big money is not only in marijuana, and they're using the medical marijuana as the excuse to drug up the whole country. It is chemical warfare. Do not think it is not. There's a book that was written in the 60s called Red Cocaine. It's got a big red book. It's got a picture of Lenin on the cover with a hypodermic needle and crack rocks. And that's how long drugs has been coming up from South America. The Russians discovered that the Chinese had drug routes already filtering up to the United States. And the Russians duplicated what they did because they realized how much money was in the drugs. And now all of these Wall Street geniuses are all going to be investing in drug company, marijuana companies. But I got to tell you, hell is coming. And it's coming fast. And I don't know if you know it or not, but the recovery rate from heroin is 1%. If you do heroin, you're a dead man walking. Oh, I know this guy. He lived to be 60. He would have lived to have been 100. Schmuck, wake up. Best way to beat drugs is what Nancy Reagan said. Don't do it. Don't do the first one. If you don't do the first one, you never get a taste for the second one. And once you're hooked, man, you're hooked. And you'll see beautiful girls in 2 years. They're missing all their teeth. Their teeth turn black. And they become drug addicts and prostitutes. And it's the most corrupting vice that we have to deal with. And all the politicians intend to make money on it. You notice a lot of these politicians, when they list their campaign contributors, they list a law firm, and the law firm handles all the bribes. The only lobby in Washington should be in a Trump hotel. And the largest champagne contribution should be $1, whether you are Facebook or Joe the Plumber. Nobody should own a politician that you voted for. The only one who should own him is you. But you know that once these guys get into office, they slam the door in your face and then they start divvying up the money. They're all on the take, folks. And bribes come in all forms. It could be a job when they get out. But it's all forms. So, if you want your country back, you got to get rid of payola. Okay, we got 2 minutes left. We're going to do the Star Spangled Banner. I apologize for the number of scratches in this record, but it's a vinyl record, and it was created by the original cast of World War II. Do you know that when the troops went overseas to fight World War II, that very few thought they were coming back alive? They all knew they were going to die. They believed they were going to die, and they went anyway. And here you have Chris Matthews joining the Peace Corps to get out of Nam, and he was decorated by Jimmy Carter for his guacamole dip. He went to Swaziland to be with the Swazis.
the Swazi Party. Unbelievable. So let's remember those who died so that you and I could be alive today, because they took your bullet. Forty-seven scratches. 8,000 men a scratch. Wait till you hear the ocean's roar. It's stirring.